Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a Thursday. It is the 14th day of November, 2024. Hello. Well, hello, Rick.
Well, hello.
How are you?
I am fantastic and happy to be here.
Yes. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Did we lose Kevin?
I mean, he's here.
I saw him rolling with his one headlight.
Is he still only have one headlight in that vehicle?
What was that song, One Headlight, by, was it the something? Steve, you should know this.
Kevin James, I believe.
James. Sounds good. Yeah, that's right. He had the remake called
Remix.
Rolling in on one headlight. When I get pulled over, I'll act surprised like it's working. What? My headlight's out? Which one?
That's a great trick, actually.
Yeah, that's. Oh, he's famous for that. Yeah. Wait, which one is it? It's your right one. No way. Okay, well, gosh, thank you so much for letting me know. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got the act down. Don't you worry about it.
Oh, he's got something down.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, our buddy Rick brought in food. What did you bring in?
So it's a jalapeno cheese bagel. It's not too jalapeno-y, Steve. Don't worry. It's okay.
Yeah, Steve. Calm down.
Thank you, Rick.
It's got like a laughing cow cheese on it. It's good. It's like a cream cheese, but better.
Okay.
And then eggs, steak, some bacon bits.
Are you for real right now?
On yours, Jay, I put jalapenos.
Yes, thank you.
Fresh jalapenos.
Oh, my gosh. Those look so
and
good.
And a lot of cheese.
Oh, that looks so good. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, thanks
thank
for
you,
that.
Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's like a... I don't know, kind of like a bagel pizza.
It is, yes.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. Got up early and did that, huh?
No, I'm always up early.
Yeah. What time is, what would you consider, first of all, what time do you normally get up?
Well.
Like kind of day, like when you're not actually working?
Five.
And you're a no alarm guy, correct?
No alarm because it's mental.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
And so, impressive. Like, what do you consider early? Like, oh man, I got up early today.
Four.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to bed at 12. Who cares?
Oh, my gosh. Well, your body eventually cares.
It will. Yeah. It will get me.
And your mind and all that stuff. And you're like, boy, why can't I think straight? Oh, I don't know.
Well, ever since I had surgery here about 2 weeks ago, and I've done some research on this, sadly, because I've been having the most vivid, amazing, yet crazy, scary dreams.
Is it because of some sort of, like, the medication?
Anesthesia.
Okay.
And they said it stays with you. And, I mean, every single night, I'm like, what am I going to dream about tonight? And the next morning, I wake up, and I'm like, oh, that's what I dreamt.
Really?
I can remember every single dream, every single second.
And have you always been a guy who can remember his dreams, or no?
Halfway, but nothing like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's crazy.
That's weird. And are these, like, odd psychedelic dreams waking you up?
No, I'm staying in the dream.
Wow.
And if I do wake up, I fall asleep back into the dream.
Okay, that's crazy. Yeah, you're like, thanks a lot, Doc. I really appreciate that.
Hopefully it's a good dream.
Gosh, no kidding. Have you ever done that, since you said you did research, is there a way to maybe steer your dreams in a certain direction?
I've researched that in the past. It's just a mind over matter kind of thing. I don't know if that's the right word I'm looking for, but if you can realize inside your dream that you're in a dream, then you can start to control it somewhat.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, I've seen Inception one too many times.
Right. Okay, I'm going to do this. You're going to become like a dream analyst. Forget about your real job. This is going to be your new career.
Just know Freddy Krueger. That's all I ask.
Yeah, well, I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's probably fair. All right. Well, welcome. Thanks for the breakfast, by the way. That was fantastic.
Oh, look who it is.
It's Kevin James.
Shut your mouth.
He's all right. That's your friend, Kevin.
That's going to take a while.
He's an angry elf.
Yeah. It's going to take a minute for him to get in here, and he's going to, first thing he told you to do was shut up. So I think that's going to go well the rest of the day. So Kevin made it. Rick made it. Kevin, your good news is you got breakfast waiting for you, so that's good. Steve will probably get you water, so that's good.
Oh, I already hooked him up.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. You already have his water in here? Gosh, you're a good man, Steve.
Yeah, he probably needs some ice, though.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And also it matters who you are in the pecking order at work, I feel like.
Ooh. Yeah, that I think that might weigh on it a little bit.
Kevin James.
So if I just took your spots, that would not go over well?
You talking to me?
You talking to me?
Just clarifying. Are you talking to me?
I could be.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Welcome.
Thank you for your patience with my incompetence.
Is this a 30-year thank you?
This is for
I've been waiting for this.
Thank you to everyone for your patience with me in general. Yes.
Okay. Well,
thank you. I love you all.
And it sounded like a retirement speech for a second. I wasn't sure what was happening there.
Well,
I got dangling doodles hanging from the wall here. So
dangling doodles. Oh, you're what are those again? Dazzling danglers?
Dazzling danglers.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect for a retirement party.
It is. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We'll just have to move them. We'll put one above your head, Kevin.
I have a meeting with our 401k guy next week, and I guess I'll find out.
Sweet.
I don't know how much, $30,000 turns into in a few years, but I understand compound interest, and I feel like I'm going to be all right.
Did you say compound interest?
That's gross.
Entrance? Is that what I said?
I think maybe you did.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure you do understand it.
Feels like I'm fine.
I think $30,000 should get you through, at least 10, 15 years easy.
Yeah. Good.
So congrats on that.
Thanks,
and,
Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. Just here to...
Maybe I will retire.
He'll be here to prop you up.
We'll see what he says. I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be... Well, I mean, when you walk in and he's like... That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. Pulled up your account.
What you don't want to hear is the doctor who says, I've never seen that before, or a 401k guy who just bursts out laughing.
Well, and I have a feeling... I already have a game plan.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, well, I have a lot of other investments
that I don't have.
I just was kind of late on the 401k.
Sure, here.
Not on file.
This doesn't include any of the properties I own. You could start with that
one. Right, right.
Because then he's like, okay, and you own a lot of properties? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you trying to know?
Yeah. Listen, your job is to help me with this, not with that.
Yeah. I got all that covered.
Little bit of
gotta
this.
Move some money around.
That's the other one. Yeah. We'll move some money around.
Boy, yeah. I don't know how much I got liquid right now.
That's right. I got some stuff tied up in some other pretty big investments.
Yeah, you got some solids, you got some gas, but no liquid.
I do know that I have at least $1 liquid because it was stuck to my foot this morning.
Oh, neat.
After I got out of the shower, it must have been in the bathroom and fallen somewhere and I didn't see it.
I'm not quite sure how you live your life.
I really don't want to know.
It's just dollar bills on the bathroom floor.
I think I had taken my wallet out and laid it on the counter in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And the $1 bill jumped out?
Like a couple loose $1 bills that weren't in the wallet. They were just loose.
Uh-huh.
And...
Still doesn't make sense.
No, I still...
Well, why not? Why can't it fall on the floor then?
Because something has to force it out to fall onto the floor. Unless you have like an amazing fan that's like, oh, here you go, dollar bill, bye-bye.
Well, I do.
Okay,
sounds good. I do have a fan... I have an industrial fan.
So you have an industrial fan blowing in the bathroom?
Yes, I do.
And you put your wallet directly in front of it, so any quote-unquote loose dollar bills can just fling onto the floor?
Make it rain.
See, the wallet wasn't there. I had already taken the wallet. I just left the dollars there because I was like, I don't want those.
Okay.
Ooh. This sounds like one of those cash machines, they put you in. That's like a telephone booth.
Where you try to grab the money that's flying around.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Could we do that at your place?
At your place.
Swiping arm motion. Get all that money.
Yeah, Steve, we'll put you in the bathroom, turn the industrial fan on, throw a couple dollars in the air.
Yeah.
Still, I like to have the fan going in case I flood the bathroom again.
Huh.
I remember that.
Again.
Remember you talking about
that. I was going to say.
That got weird, Rick.
That did, actually.
Hello. My name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
What's up there, Steve-o?
What up?
What up?
I don't know. So, of course, our friend Rick is in studio today. Hey, Rick.
Yes.
And I feel like we need to talk a little bit about another friend of the show.
Okay.
Because I have a question. Mr. Hillbilly Seth.
Yeah?
Is he correct with his prediction of a big snowstorm November 12th or within a couple days? Because
it's on Saturday.
What?
It's on Saturday. Big snowstorm, 3 to 5 inches.
Is that right?
Yeah. According to the national weather forecast.
Well, there you go. Well, then,
according to the weather right here, just said it on the TV.
Yeah. Well, also.
Yeah, that's also not going to happen, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're just covering their tail, but you know.
It said 90%, so you know, what's with 90%?
Yeah, and it's also going to be 45, so I don't know how it's going to snow. It might snow on the mountain.
It's just going to snow in the morning or late at night when it gets into the 30s.
Possible. I mean, it's supposed to be like 33.
And plus, I live in Deer Park, so it's
you are going to get snow.
Oh, yeah, you probably will.
You are going to get it.
The snow belt, yes.
For sure.
But here's the thing. It rained quite a bit yesterday.
Mm.
So I'm curious. Well, I guess the thing is, what exactly did he say? Because it was a lot of precipitation, right? So does that...
We had three quarters of an inch of rain.
So does that count as a big, like...
No.
Weather event or
all Seth cares about is snow so that he can plow and
he can't plow rain. I think
plow the money into his bank account.
Okay, so are we officially saying that he was wrong then?
Oh, sure. That's easy enough for me to do.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between rain and snow, then yeah, he was wrong.
Yeah, I think Seth would definitely, I went out this morning to my car not knowing what to expect, right?
Sure.
So I'm like, oh, it's parked outside. Who knows? Could it be frozen? Is there snow? What do we have? And I walked out. It was fine. It was just wet.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's great. Steve, had it been snow, I would have not been so happy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Snow and rain are different, bud.
Kevin, you know a thing or two about shovels, aware. So should we getting them out or are we putting them away still?
I am not the guy who ever said that. That was Reggie.
Was that Reggie?
Yeah, he said it was Reggie. Yeah, he said
well,
to put
them away.
You
always comment on it there, Kevin.
Yeah. What do you think, Kev? Are we getting snow this weekend or not?
Yeah, I think there'll be some snow, but I think it will turn to... rain throughout the day and temperatures. Be careful a little late at night, though, and temperatures dip down below freezing. Things could get a little icy out there. So be careful, and that is your forecast.
Please say it. Please say it. Oh, you didn't say it.
What's that?
I wanted you to say watch the bridge decks.
Oh,
the one
dang
they always
it.
Give you.
I haven't seen it. Watch the bridge decks.
They always give you that one. Bridge decks could be icy, and they're not wrong. It's just they always mention that, yeah. Dang it.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Something about the air going under them or something.
That's what they say, yeah.
Yeah, makes them slippery.
So, Steve, rain and snow different. Just go ahead and write it down on your little notebook there.
All right, rain, snow, different. The Big
99. Very good, Steve.
What else you got for me?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know how I feel about brittle.
I can
relate.
This is
great because it's soft.
Kevin James.
I didn't know if I would like it either, and then I ate it, and I was like, this is the
great. Oh, jeez, he put the whole thing in his mouth. He had a chunk the size of...
a golf ball.
Yeah, and he put the whole thing in his mouth.
Well, now you...
See, that's too much.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget, you can download the Coyote Country app. You can take us with you. It's super simple, and then you have us wherever you happen to be. And let's just go to the App Store or wherever you get your apps. Super simple and free. All right, let's do a little audio vault here. Oh, by the way, thanks for coming in, Rick. Our buddy Rick is here today.
No problem.
Appreciate the breakfast as well. Excited to get that going here. I'm kind of pacing myself because I see you have fresh jalapenos on there, so thank you.
Yeah, pace you're
yourself.
Welcome.
Yeah,
are
pace
there
yourself.
Jalapenos on there?
Well, you just skipped the one that wasn't there, Kevin. I offered both of them.
Oh,
you
I didn't
chose
see.
The non-jalapeno
okay,
one.
That's probably best.
It's probably for the best for you, Kevin.
Yes, I don't need a jalapeno.
I mean, you know, it might be the right choice after all. The Golden Bachelor. It's wrapped up, Kevin. Guess what happened at the end of The Golden Bachelor? You're never going to guess.
She picked... Wait, Golden Bachelor. So it's the
or
man
Bachelorette, I should say, yeah.
Oh, it's a woman picking a man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, gee, spoiler alert.
You made me feel comfortable. You made me feel safe. I felt like we could take care of each other, and I knew you would never hurt me. And that's when I started picturing our future a little more vividly.
I do love you.
I love you.
I have a question for you. I've been waiting forever to do this.
Or for 6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Joan.
Yeah?
Will you marry me?
Of course I'll marry you.
Yep. There you go.
And sadder news, they break up 2 weeks later.
What's her name got proposed to by what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I mean, I don't want to.
I'll tell you, you know, it's just like the last one. For some reason, it makes me really, like, mad and sad if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, well, I think that's fair,
because
yeah.
The older couples, I mean, with these younger couples...
Time's on their side.
They got time.
This one does. I don't know how much of them, you know. But these couples are, like... truly in it for love.
And a lot of them, it's, you know, like some of them had, you know, a spouse pass away and all that stuff. And you're like, oh, second chance. I mean, you want it to. Yeah, I'm with you. You really want it to work.
I do. I really do. And so, I hope that it does better than the first one with
Gary.
Yeah,
that didn't go well.
Yeah. Do they pay the Bachelorette? Like,
of course.
She's in it for the money.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Oh, don't say that about Joan.
Yeah. You watch your tongue about Joan, man. Oh,
one of these days I'll watch a show.
Yeah, maybe. I doubt it.
No.
Boy, Glenn Powell. You know Glenn Powell. They were asking him.
Everything.
Yeah. He'd be the sexiest man of the year, guaranteed.
Up too late.
Was he last year?
Or 2 years
ago?
I think he was a while back.
Was he?
Because I just looked at the old list.
He's a good looking man, and I'm not afraid to say that.
But Krasinski's this year, so sorry you missed
really?
That.
Really? Wow, good for him, too.
Yeah. Glenn Powell, they asked him the question about the upcoming Top Gun movies. Will he replace Tom Cruise? I'm like...
Wait, Mission Impossible, right?
No.
I heard that it was Mission Impossible.
Well, maybe.
Tom wanted him to take over the role.
Maybe that was
Mission
it.
Impossible.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe that was it.
He kind of already took over Top Gun.
I think they said this new Mission Impossible is Tom Cruise's last.
It is going to be, for sure. Okay. Yeah, Mission Impossible 600. It's his last one.
He can only run so far.
Right, yeah.
Runs so
although I saw him so running far. In the preview, and I'm like, yeah, he can still run. He still looks fast. I don't know if it's because his arms are moving that fast or what it is, but... Glenn Powell?
My mom would never let me do that. Can't get down. Everybody knows that. That's a death. That's a death trap.
Yeah, he's not going to do it. His mom won't let him.
That's funny.
I mean, if your mom says no, your mom says no. So
some things don't change.
No. What are you going to do? Go against your mom's wishes? I don't think so. I don't think that's a smart idea. It's Dolly Dog.
Huh?
Snoop Dogg has been talking to Dolly Parton about, you know, doing a collaboration.
Okay.
It's Dolly Dogg.
Well, you know what? I just love him. I think he grew up kind of in a gospel kind of family. I'm going to do a great inspirational album one of these days. So I may even ask him to come and sing something with
amazing.
Me and some of the other people. But I think he's amazing.
So it's Dolly Dogg.
I mean, if you would have told me all these years ago that one day you might just see Dolly Parton, Martha Stewart, and Snoop Dogg driving around in a car together because they're just all besties. I'd be like, what?
They have their mind on their money, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Kevin, I cannot believe you're not watching The Voice this year because...
I have been, off and on.
Okay, because Snoop is insanely great.
He's great. Every one of them that I have seen on there, I like every... I don't mean this in a bad way, but Reba's probably my least favorite. And it's not that she's bad. It's just the other ones really. I mean, her and Gwen are, you know, about the same to me. And then Bublé and Snoop are, man, they are really good.
Is it because they're kind of surprising? You weren't expecting them to?
Maybe. They're new. That could be part of it.
Yeah. It is it's a strong possibility.
And they're funny.
And Mike, as he says,
Mike.
Is hilarious, which I had no idea.
But I wouldn't know anything about Michael Bublé. Why would I?
Yeah, I had only seen
You don't see
him
in those long form kind of talking situations.
Yeah, I had seen a couple things with him and I was like, this dude's actually funny. So I thought he'd do good at it, but yeah, he's even better than I thought.
What about the commercial he was in a few years ago? For it was like
Bubbly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept saying Bublé.
Right,
Bublé.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, Jay, you know what I struggle with on that show? Every year, I love the blind auditions.
Uh-huh.
And when it gets to the battle rounds, mm-hmm. I don't like those as much for some reason.
Kind of fade out for a while.
Yeah, and then I get to...
I think the singing shows tend to lend themselves to that, where it's exciting at the beginning, so-so in the middle, and then maybe you check
when
back in at the
end. When do they start doing the mentors?
They're doing it. They did it last week and this week.
Okay, and so is that for individual rounds?
It's when they do the knockouts with three artists. It's been Sting and Jennifer Hudson this week.
Wow, yeah, see, I want to check those out. I do like it when they go to those, so I'll have to watch those episodes.
Sting was hilarious because he's sitting there and he's waiting for the artist to come in, and all of a sudden he just goes, he looks over at Gwen and he goes, is it freezing in here? I was just like,
okay. He looks like a guy who would be cold all the time.
And she's like, yes, it is.
Yes, that is.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All right, let's throw it now to producer Steve, who's got his pickup line. You're like, hey, Nate Smith, what do you think of this pickup line from producer Steve?
Kevin James.
I go, whatever. Hey, you want to feel my shirt? What do you think it's made out of?
What is it?
Boyfriend material.
Boyfriend?
Okay. I know.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I heard a story this morning that talked about what pickup line they're supposed to use, and I actually wrote it down because they said that dating has become very bad for single people because so many of the young people are used to being with their heads in their cell phones and having, you know, earbuds in, that they don't know how to communicate with people face-to-face because they just don't do that much of it anymore, so it makes it difficult with the current generation. So you're just supposed to say, I don't believe we've met before. That's your pickup line, Steve. I don't believe we've met before.
That's pretty good. And going into Nashville, that's a great one.
It's not weird. It's just kind of generic enough where you're like, you know what I mean? You're like, it doesn't mean like you're trying too hard. Sometimes you just feel like you're trying too hard. I don't believe we've met before. Yes, I'm Dolly Parton.
Huh? Oh, okay. I'm Steve here.
I mean, you would be right. You hadn't met before, so that part's accurate.
I mean, there's a lot of people I haven't met before.
That's everybody, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be live from Music Row in Nashville next week, all part of CMA Week, brought to you by R&R RV, by the way. Thanks to our friends over there. Kevin, what do you think about Steve going to Nashville?
Well, I've decided what I'm going to do, Jay, is... Yeah, what I've done is I've decided that... I have the top five things that I would like Steve to do.
Oh, now, wow.
And it's, listen, I had a lot of ideas.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them.
Sure.
But I just realized he would poo-poo all of them.
Okay.
So what I thought was, what if we made it more like a scavenger hunt?
I like that.
Steve has to go and take pictures of each one of these five things that I've asked him to do.
Okay.
And then post them on, you know, our social media.
Yep.
So,
yep.
It's actually work. If I trick him into saying this is work,
Brilliant.
Then he's going to want to do it.
Brilliant. Because otherwise it would have been number five, leave your hotel room.
Okay, that's what I started with. We had the same number five.
Oh, hey, oh, yeah.
Hey, baby steps, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
So here is the thing. Like, I was talking to Steve this morning, and Rick and I were both we agreed on this.
Okay.
I said to Steve, I go, you know, I was doing a thing where it's like, it is a fast trip, and we work a lot when we're there.
Sure.
It's a whirlwind, no doubt about it, and it's exhausting. But I go, you are 33 years old.
That's correct.
And Rick is like, oh, dude, I would tear it up. I'm like, yeah, Steve, listen, Jay is 30 years older than you. He's not going to go do anything, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you are.
Oh, man, let's
Here we go.
Go.
Steve's top five things he's going to do in Nashville as a scavenger hunt for work.
That's such a long name.
Well, I mean, you know, it works.
Number five, drink an American beer on Broadway.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
Okay. I don't care. Coors Light. I don't. Well, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Anheuser-Busch. Any kind of those. You know.
Yeah. Just something good, old-fashioned American beer. I want to see it in your hand. I want to see you on Broadway drinking a beer.
You got to drink the whole thing, Steve.
The whole thing.
No sippy cup.
Wow. No sippy cup.
He's packing his sippy cup.
Number four.
I got my Space Jam sippy cup.
Yeah. Nice.
This was just kind of a favor for you. Hattie B's hot chicken. Hattie B's.
So good.
Nashville hot chicken. Now, the good news for you, if you don't like it spicy, Steve, they do have like the regular chicken. I think it's called Southern or something that they do that.
Okay. Should I ask for nuggets?
Yeah, let's ask for that.
You could. But it's an experience. Just going to it, there will be like a line and it's quite the place. And it's very famous.
Okay.
Number three. You have to stay out past midnight. At least one night. And I want a picture of you wherever you are.
With a clock?
And a clock, whatever, proving that you are out past midnight.
You should do it the last night, Steve.
Yeah, probably.
That'd be Monday night, and we start at 4 a.m. Spokane time.
You got this.
You got this. You got this, buddy.
Okay. So far, I feel like I could accomplish these things.
That is hilarious.
There we go.
What, you don't think I could?
Huh?
All right, continue with
that. No, of course I do. Sleeve, I gave you things that I think that you could easily do.
Oh, yeah.
Number two. Nashville is bachelorette party of party. Darn it. Bachelorette party headquarters.
Yeah.
You cannot go to Broadway without seeing a bachelorette party. I don't care if it's Sunday night, Wednesday night.
Right.
Friday. I mean, they're there all the time. And they do scavenger hunts. So hopefully you get, mixed up with one of their scavenger hunts.
Right. Like, there might be, Kiss Where's Waldo on the forehead.
Absolutely. And they're going to be like, that guy looks enough like Waldo. Let's get a picture with him. Let's kiss him. All I'm asking for you, Steve, is for you to get a picture with a bachelorette party.
Oh, okay.
Which is going to require talking to them, and you could have some fun right there. Yeah. I mean, that just brings me a lot of happiness.
Oh, it won't be fun, but I'll do it.
For a bachelorette party, all you're going to be a woo girl.
Woo! Oh, yeah. I can woo with the best of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Be a woo girl.
It's probably going to be the first night, Steve, because it's only Sunday night, Monday night, and I don't know if there's a lot of bachelorette parties on a Monday night, so you might have to.
I mean, it feels like they're always there, but yeah, Sunday would be a better bet.
I think you're more likely to happen.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Especially CMA week. They'll probably be.
Probably. I mean, yeah.
All right.
There's one thing about bachelorettes. They don't care what night of the week it is.
Woo!
Woo girl.
Woo.
That was good until your voice cracked.
Yeah.
And finally.
Excuse me.
I want you to get a phone number of one of the artists or like someone in the business in Nashville, like a record rep, somebody where you actually just kind of hit it off with them and be like, exchange numbers and then we're going to. That's part of the deal, being a producer of the show, right, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, like, if we were to call Slim right now, he would have a list of people he could be like, oh, yeah, here, let's, you guys want to text Jordan Davis, or you want to?
Uh-huh.
I mean.
I feel like I'm going to get pretty chummy with the engineer. Does that work?
The engineer?
The engineer will not work.
Steve, just take Kevin's phone and copy a number out of there, and you'll be good. Kevin, can I borrow your phone for a second?
Yeah.
No, I feel like I could accomplish all these things.
Okay, good. I think a fun list for you, and there's really only a couple that keep you out late at night.
Well, yeah, maybe one.
Yeah, I mean, the other one. Stay up past midnight.
That's going to be the one, yeah.
I did not say stay up. Stay out past midnight.
Right. Steve will probably like set his alarm for 11:59, walk outside, take a picture, go back to bed.
Jay is going to be so mad at me.
Don't ruin my plan.
If Steve just gets out there and starts having a blast, and then next thing you know, it's like the old days around here where we have to call a room and try to figure out, Steve, are you asleep? And we can't get him to wake up, and we have to go to the room. And
have to break into a hotel room.
Wake him up, and there he is in his clothes from last night, asleep on the bed.
I don't feel like there's probably much danger of that.
Probably not. Probably not, but it would be.
let me loose, and you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we may not even be mad at him if he did that.
It'd just be laughing our heads off.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.